I'm watching Straight Talk with Andrew Neil, and he's interviewing Ian Duncan Smith, who's getting more and more evil by the second. He's turning into Thatcher with testicles. Thatcher didn't have any genitals. It was all smooth. That was because if the devil had made her with genitals, her cunt would have, you know, imploded out of severe lack of use, because she's such a cunt. Anywho, where was I? Oh, yes. He's getting more and more evil. He's talking about benefits, and basically what's going to happen is you get offered a job, and if you don't take that job, you get salami slices taken off your benefits. And then a week later, you go back to the job centre and you get offered another job. If you turn that down, they cut a bit more. And eventually, in his words, it will start to hurt. He said something like that, actually. Let's go and find the quote. But, oh God, he's... Hang on. I forgot I could pause this. 2 minutes. I've just paused it and then restarted and forgotten the quote. You'll lose proportions of your benefit. I'm really bad at quoting people. Sorry about this. To a point where actually it begins to hurt is what he said. He is a cunt. But anywho, he's basically saying if you don't take the job, you lose portions of your benefits. Which is, if you're on Job Seekers Allowance and you don't have a job and you don't have any other source, is your only income. Which means there will become a point where you can't live on that income because it's been salami sliced, and you're going to have to take whatever job you want. Now, I'm not saying refuse any job. I'm not trying to say you can be on benefits for as long as you like because you're a lazy wanker. I'm not saying that. I'm saying to the government, this is a very bad system. And to be honest, you should invest more in the Department of Work and Pensions, which is one of the departments getting a 25 to 40% cut, by the way. I think you'll find, David, that the DWP budget will have to skyrocket in the next couple of months as everyone gets laid off. Because you're a wanker, and you can't cut. Oh, we're gonna cut all departments. No, you can say that. You can cut all departments except the Department of Work and Pensions. I would love to see how much it costs. There must be a point, a proportion at which, if you lay off enough people and put them all on a certain benefit, it's actually cheaper to have them on benefits. Actually, no, it is cheaper to have them on benefits. Is it cheaper to have everyone on benefits? Ooh. Huh. No, wait, hang on. I mean, is there a point at which we employ enough people so that it's cheaper to keep them in work than fire them? If, for example, it is the Department of Work and Pensions. I have no idea what I'm saying. It's 4 minutes to two in the morning, and the cat's got up. What's up? It's a crane fly, don't eat it.